Hi, Carol. I had the same idea about mind maps, thinking webs, call them what you will. But the course I took last term, LSE 500 with Angela Elkerty, really blew the lid off what actual concept maps could do. It's going to sound funny to say, but I think I can actually feel different parts of my brain working when concept mapping, and the way that we did it in class, with these connectors and propositions and nodes. And it's a way, it's something I feel happening in my head physically that I don't usually feel when I'm writing or speaking. And I think I come away with a deeper level of understanding and retention of whatever I'm mapping. I think it might have something to do with how visual concept mapping is. I'm still trying to tease it all out and see how it's all working in my own personal style and context. Anyway, I highly recommend the class with Angela, and I will include a picture of the text we used as a cover for this audio boom if you want to explore some more. As for looking at student work, as opposed and looking at what teachers do as opposed to what teachers do, I'd love to come off as sounding like that teacher who says he always made it about the kids. The fact of the matter is, I think those of us who are of a certain age or came through a certain type of teacher ed program weren't always taught to analyze student learning or to interpret student behaviors as learning or even the extent to which they're learning based on what we see and hear them do. I was even lucky enough to come through a very progressive teacher ed program that placed reflection at the dead center of our practice. However, what we were taught to reflect on was our practice, our moves, not so much what the students were doing. So no, I don't think you're crazy. I think focusing on what teachers do more so than what students do is something that's unique to North American educators in particular. We're taught to think in terms of teacher instruction and teacher preparedness and to assume that if I taught it well, then the students learned it. This is much less the case with teachers in other cultures where they are taught as teachers in their teacher ed program to recognize learning behaviors and adapt instruction accordingly. But thankfully, I think that's changing here. I really believe it is. It's really only because of my experiences with practice-based inquiry that I described in my response to Nicole above that I started to look for and recognize distinct student behaviors as evidence of learning, and then bring my own professional judgment to bear to determine if what I was seeing and hearing was indicative of quality learning. That in my own professional learning around using formative assessment as a central part of my practice, which also places evidence, student evidence of learning, and then drawing on my interpretation and evaluation of that evidence at the center of my practice. So thanks for your comments, Carol. I really appreciate the feedback. See you around the boards.